Why I'm standing 40 USC Sheffield. Labour and Greens have joined the establishment. Alistair Tice, TUSC candidate in Manor Castle. How do you know that there's an election on? Because all the councillors are posting pictures of themselves picking litter. In Sheffield, on two occasions recently, Labour politicians have crossed University and College Union, UCU, strike picket lines. Now all the Labour candidates want to be photographed showing support, like with Just Eat drivers on their 98th day of action. Last year, Sheffield Labour went into coalition with the Greens to stay in power. They call it a cooperative executive. They can call it what they like, but they are still carrying out the Tory government's dirty work by passing on cuts. This year, they've used £80 million risk reserves to set a cuts budget. They've cut another £50 million on top of the £500 million cut over the last 12 years. The council has set up reviews to make more cuts to libraries, early intervention, and hardship payments. But one Labour councillor, Sophie Wilson, refused to vote for the cuts, and resigned from the Labour Party. She is now an independent socialist councillor, and supporting the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, in the elections. Another left-wing Labour member, a potential council candidate, was expelled from the party just before nominations opened. And another left Labour candidate, who responded to TUSC saying he would vote against cuts, was removed as a candidate, and replaced by a short list of one. All this has generated increased support for TUSC, with ex-Labour members and Just Eat strikers keen to nominate, and leaflet for real trade unionist and socialist candidates. TUSC is standing in 12 of the 28 Sheffield wards, making us the fifth party in the city. We are well on the way to delivering our first 15,000 glossy colour leaflets, with plans for local campaign stalls, workplace leafletting and canvassing,